Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Educational Research, Volume 13, and Issue 1. It was published on August 26, 2023. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Assessment of Teachers and Pupils' Knowledge and Attitude Towards Waste Management in Public Primary Schools in Plateau State. The authors are Semshak, Dizzy, Mulok, N.K.W., and Kitgaka, G. The author's affiliation is the Primary Education Department, Federal College of Education, Pangshan. Abstract of the article. This paper focuses on assessment of teachers and pupils' knowledge and attitude towards solid waste management in public primary schools in Plateau State. The design adopted for this research work is the survey research design. The sample population of this study was 500 teachers and pupils cut across 117 selected primary schools, selected by the researcher out of the population. Under study, the hypotheses were tested using t-test statistical tool, and probability of retaining or rejecting the hypothesis is p less than or equal to 0.05. Campaigns on public awareness and information sharing campaigns should be organized to raise the awareness of local people on segregation of waste at the source and encourage them to practice in 3 R's. Reuse, reduce, and recycle. It is essential to organize public participation programs in order to obtain better results. In addition to promoting 3 R's, the government may convince the local people to pay a fee for waste management services willingly and encourage them to reduce waste generation from households. Imposing waste management fee may lead to a reduction in waste generation at the household level. The research concludes that improper waste disposal is a threat to the environment. It is important to volunteer in school cleaning activities. Teachers and pupils should minimize solid waste in our environment by reminding other people and on proper waste disposal. There is need for teachers and pupils have positive attitude towards waste management in schools. Teachers and pupils have adequate knowledge of waste management, thereby affecting their attitude. Introduction of the article. The waste management sector is facing numerous challenges globally. Huge amounts of municipal and industrial waste are produced daily worldwide as a consequence of human activities. It is estimated that about 3.4 to 4 billion tons of solid waste and up to 300 million tons of hazardous waste are produced annually worldwide. Reference, Nabigo, 2010. As the volume and complexity of solid waste increase, the environmental risk posed by the waste products, including human health risks, ecosystem degradation, contamination of soils and water, as well as greenhouse gas emissions, global warming, and climate change become more serious. Globally, most public schools are facing a high level of pollution as a result of poor knowledge of solid waste management. The situation in less developing countries such as Nigeria is more acute, partly because of the lack of adequate solid waste disposal facilities and people's negative attitude towards the environment. There is strong evidence which suggests that individual or group awareness and attitude towards waste generation and management is critical in the effort to respond to the waste management challenges. Reference, Kofowarela, 2007. The negative attitude of the society towards the environment also affected the educational institution whose problem has been aggravated by constant changes, not just in curriculum content but also school subjects. Solid waste refers to any garbage, refuse, sludge, and other discarded materials including solid, semi-solid, or contained gaseous materials, resulting from industrial, commercial, running and agricultural operations, and from community activities. Reference, New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, 2015. Solid waste constitute the following materials when discarded: paper bags, polythene bags, bottles, agricultural solid waste, tomato peels, cabbage, sugar cane, yam peels, etc., waste tires, scrap metal, latex paint, furniture and toys, garbage, appliances and vehicles, oil and antifreeze, empty aerosol cans, and compressed gas cylinders, construction and demolition debris, and asbestos. Therefore, solid waste could be defined as non-liquid and non-gaseous garbage, refuse or sludge product of human activities, regarded as useless. Reference, Litten and Omotosho, 2004. Solid waste management is the collection, treatment and disposal of solid materials that are discarded because they have served their purpose or are no longer useful. Improper disposal of solid waste can create unsanitary conditions, and these conditions, in turn, can lead to pollution of the environment and the outbreak of vector-borne diseases, that is, diseases spread by rodents and insects. The task of solid waste management presents complex technical challenges. It also poses a wide array of administrative, economic, and social problems that must be managed and solved. Reference, Jerry, 2015. Teachers and students' knowledge and attitude towards waste management appears to be crucial as they ultimately play a direct role in providing knowledge-based solutions to incoming environmental problems. School environmental programs, although addressed to students if properly channeled, can also influence the environmental knowledge, attitude, and behavior of adults, parents, teachers, and local community members through the process of intergenerational influence. ADE, 2019, asserts that teachers and students' knowledge of waste management play a central role in recycling solid waste, which help in generating wealth, waste to wealth. This will enhance independency among young employed and unemployed youths. Every school generates waste arising from routine activities such as classwork, sweeping, serving of food, and bush cutting. All the mentioned can generate wealth when properly managed and recycled. The common types of solid waste found in various schools include paper, grass, nylon, pure water bags and biscuits, lollipops, ice cream, and sweet or candy wrappers, sugar cane, maize cobs, and groundnut shells. Other forms of waste may also be found on school premises, and these may not have even been generated directly by pupils and teachers. Age, gender, educational status, and amount charged for waste collection services had been identified as factors influencing solid waste management in highly populated cities like Ibadan and Lagos. Reference, Ajoni, 2007. Statement of the problem. Waste collection anywhere in the world is a problem that emanates as a result of industrialization and population growth. As cities grow economically, greater business activity and diverse consumption patterns drive up the solid waste quantities. A lot of attention has been given to this challenge in Nigeria, but it seems to be a mere lip service. For an effective strategy to be put in place, everyone roaming the street must be an active participant in the management of the waste produced by the populace. Waste that are not properly managed are a serious health hazard leading to the spread of infectious diseases. Unattended waste lying around attracts flies, rats, and creatures that in turn spread diseases. WHO, 2004, estimates that about 1.8 million people die annually from diarrheal diseases, where 90% are children under 5, mostly in developing countries. Indiscriminate dumping of waste, irregular collection of waste generated, and inadequate resources are all as a result of negative attitude toward waste management. Therefore, this work sought to test primary school teachers and pupils' attitude toward waste management as the basis for adequate training of the upcoming generation through functional education in waste management strategies. Research questions. The study was guided by the following questions. 1. To what extent are teachers and pupils' knowledge on solid waste management practices in public primary schools in Plateau State? 2. What are the teachers' and pupils' attitudes on solid waste management practices in public primary schools in Plateau State? Hypothesis. The following hypotheses were formulated and were tested at 0.05 level of significance. 1. There is no significant relationship between teachers' and pupils' knowledge on solid waste management practices in public primary schools in Plateau State. 2. There is no significant relationship between the teachers and pupils' attitudes on solid waste management practices in public primary schools in Plateau State. Conceptual framework. Waste and solid waste. The concept of waste is one that has attracted so much concern from various researchers. This is because many items can be regarded as waste, yet what is waste to one individual may not be waste to another. Waste may be useful materials but are in places where they are not needed. A discarded empty beer bottle or empty bottled water container may be useful to a Zobot seller. Though these empty containers are discarded because their owners found them useless, they can become a resource to another person. In the light of this, waste has been conceptualized by different authors. Adewumi, 2001, defined waste as a resource in the wrong place. In a different perspective, Kobaneglès and Crite, 2002, opined that waste are discarded tangible products of human activities that are regarded as unwanted and useless. Similarly, Abayeden, 2003, refers to waste as lack of use or value or useless remains. According to him, it is a byproduct of human activities. Oyinyai, 2011, defined waste as any material which has been used and is no longer wanted because the valuable or useful part of it has been taken out. This means that waste are such items which people are required to discard because their owners no longer see any value in them but can serve another person a useful purpose. Solid waste has been variously defined by different individuals and groups. American Public Works Association, 1975, WHO, 1977, West African Health Examination Board WAHEB, 1991, Obionu, 1999, and Okorik, 2000. Additionally, Nomoni, 2000, conceptualized solid waste as all materials that the possessor or owners no longer considers of sufficient value to retain. Ovinosh, Monoj, and Yonka, 2008, defined solid waste, SW, as the material that no longer has any value to the person who is responsible for it and is not intended to be discharged through a pipe. The researchers posited that solid waste does not normally include human excreta, but it is generated by domestic, commercial, industrial, healthcare, agricultural and mineral extraction activities and accumulates in streets and public places. Boboyemi and Dauda, 2009, added that solid waste are non-liquid and non-gaseous products of human activities regarded as being useless. Management and solid waste management. Aluko, 2001, opined that management is the act of arranging and organizing materials and conditions that the goals and purposes of an organization may be achieved. In similar opinion, Maxwell, 2004, posited that management is the process of organizing, controlling, coordinating and utilizing human and material resources towards achieving organizational goals. Based on the study targeting students of a selected hostel in Rogerstone University by Aurora and Ugawa, 2011, on the variables comprising of waste management knowledge, attitude and practices, established that the university student attitude towards waste management indicated low, less favorable, and moderate in knowledge, attitude, and practice respectively. Correlation of knowledge and attitude was absent, practice and knowledge indicated a substantial correlation. Waste management practices. Adogu, 2015, conducted a study in Owerri Municipal Imo State residents in Nigeria and found 90% of the respondents on the questionnaire were aware of the waste management, with 97.55% showing a positive attitude toward managing waste and protection of the environmental health. Further, the results showed a 97.1% of the household waste comprising of food residues as well as 95.4% being vegetable waste. Open dumping 66.3% of the sampled population and burning 62.4% of the population practiced it forms the two poor waste management approaches illustrated in the study. Wheelbarrow transportation stood out as the most famous means of waste transportation to the dumping site. The respondents' education and gender significant impact on attitude, practice, and knowledge, attitude and practice of waste management, p < 0.05. Method and procedures. The design adopted for this research work is the survey research design. The sample population of this study was 500 teachers and pupils cut across 117 selected primary schools, selected by the researcher out of the population, under study. The teachers and pupils were the respondents in the study. The study employed a simple sampling technique, lottery method, in determining the sample from the population. The process of selection was also through the simple sampling technique. The use of the lottery method was employed to arrive at the total respondents. The essence of this sampling procedure was to represent the entire population. It involved picking without replacement. A self-made four-point Likert type structured questionnaire titled Teachers and Pupils Knowledge and Attitudes Toward Solid Waste Management. The structured questionnaire is a close-ended type that will enable the subject to select one from the response options provided. The option provided in this case will be strongly agreed SA, agreed EA, disagreed D, and strongly disagreed SD, rated 4, 3, 2 and 1 points, respectively. While section A of the questionnaire requires the respondent's biodata, Section B will make up of 20 items, each requiring the choice of an option which represents the opinion of the respondents. The descriptive statistics of mean and standard deviation will be used to answer the research questions, while an ANCOVA SPSS approach will be adopted for testing the hypothesis. Analysis. Question 1. To what extent are teachers and pupils knowledgeable on solid waste management practices in public primary schools in Plateau State? Table 1 revealed that waste management is teachers' and pupils' responsibility and not only environmental scientists. This enhanced their academic performance, but the respondents do not agree with the statement of item 4 with the mean of 2.0 was rejected. This implies that waste management is teachers' and pupils' responsibility and not only environmental scientists. Research question 2. What are the teachers' and pupils' attitudes on solid waste management practices in public primary schools in Plateau State? Table 2 revealed that the respondents do not agree with the statement of item 9 and 10 with the mean of 2.4 and 2.3 respectively. This implies that the waste materials are disposed according to the methods prescribed by the government, and teachers and pupils consider waste management as contradicting their social life. Testing of research hypothesis. In this section, three hypotheses were stated to guide the conduct of this study. These hypotheses were tested using t-test statistical tool, and probability of retaining or rejecting the hypothesis is p less than or equal to 0.05. Hypothesis 1. There is no significant relationship between teachers and pupils knowledgeable on solid waste management practices in public primary schools in Plateau State. This hypothesis was analyzed with SPSS using inferential statistical tools of t-test to ascertain differential influence among the variables. Table 3 shows that the calculated p-value of 0.228 is greater than 0.05 alpha level of significance at t-test value 1.221 and DF of 68. This shows there is significant relationship between teachers and pupils' knowledge on solid waste management practices in public primary schools in Plateau State. Hence, the alternative hypothesis, which states that significant relationship between teachers and pupils' knowledge on solid waste management practices in public primary schools in Plateau State, was accepted. Hypothesis 2. There is no significant relationship between the teachers and pupils' attitudes on solid waste management practices in public primary schools in Plateau State. Table 4 showed significant relationship between the teachers and pupils' attitudes on solid waste management practices in public primary schools in Plateau State, because the calculated p-value of 0.271 is greater than the 0.05 alpha level of significance at a t calculated value 1.108 and DF of 130. Conclusion. Based on the analysis made, it can be deduced that pupils and teachers have good knowledge and positive attitude toward waste management, but the general public has a negative attitude toward waste management. Recommendations. Campaigns on public awareness, information sharing campaigns should be organized by providing adequate skips and public waste bins in collaboration with the Development Authority and National Solid Waste Management Center to raise the awareness of local people on segregation of waste at the source and encourage them to practice in 3 RS, reuse, reduce, and recycle. It is essential to organize public participation programs in order to obtain better results. This is the end of this audio. Please refer to the text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in the current issue of this journal. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.